If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
As you know, there have been some pretty stressful times lately between all the headlines, the ongoing tragedy in Texas, political arguing between left and right, wars, and of course the stresses of everyday life. Marianna's been looking into some simple ways for some instant relief, haven't you?
I have, Bob. I don't know how simple it is, but it is a lot what's going on in the world. Some days I know that I feel so overwhelmed, and I know that I'm not alone. It's part of our everyday lives. It seems like everybody is tired or wired or just on the edge.
Yes, and I know you have. And heading into the weekend is a good time to de-stress, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. These are actually tips that I've been using lately. I've been trying to use lately, and I need to be even better at it because I do feel the difference when I practice them.
All right, you practice what you preach. Let's hear the preaching.
Okay, so for starters, protect your inputs. So be mindful of what you let in. This is the number one thing for me. We need to be informed, so there's no question about that. But doom scrolling is not the same as being informed. I plead guilty to that. If the news is making you spiral, it's okay to pause. Mute the noise. I've actually been trying to give myself a news window. I try to check headlines once or twice a day, and that's it. No more 11 p.m. panic reads, which is usually what ends up happening to me. I start off trying to work on a puzzle, and then somehow I end up on Instagram, or I end up just seeing a news feed. And, you know, it's not the kind of thing that you want to do before going to bed.
That's the worst time to do that.
It's the worst. And I have friends who've been lately who've been doing the, you know, I'm going to take a month off of Instagram or Facebook or whatever, because the news sources come into that, you know, the, you know, or Twitter, whatever it is. So I've been trying to do that. It is kind of hard. Okay. Tip number two is do something with your hands. And by that, I mean cook or plant something, or fold laundry. If you believe in this kind of stuff, they say that it helps your first chakra, which is your grounding chakra. And, you know, when you're doing something physical or rhythmic, your brain does quiet down. It's kind of like meditation for people who can't sit still. And it doesn't have to be complicated, just something grounding, like make something to eat, a salad, a soup, a piece of toast with real butter, something like that. Can I teach you something in the kitchen, Bob?
Oh, you can try. I do it with tea. That calms me down.
Making tea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that is doing something with your hands. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to have you chopping some onions for me in the future. I see that in our future.
That could be dangerous, but I'll try.
All right, the next one is reach out. Don't retreat. We need to be doing something that is the opposite of isolation. We need connection in order to regulate. And even just texting somebody, hey, how are you doing today, really? It can shift your day. Don't underestimate a little human contact, and remind other people that they're not alone.
Well, you do that all the time, especially when I'm talking to you. You're texting somebody. Now I know why.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to spread some good cheer, Bob. That's why. All right. The next one is microdose joy. So find the tiniest thing that brings a smile, like a mango. That always brings a smile to me. Or a silly dog video, a 3-minute dance break, comfort TV. You love this one. Watch a favorite old show or comedy. I am always seeing you do this.
Yes.
and you're laughing hysterically as if you had just seen it for the first time. I love that.
Yeah, it must have been when I was watching The Honeymooners instead of the news. Do naps count?
In your case, naps do bring you joy, but only if you don't feel guilty about them, because guilt ruins naps. But also, don't always just check out with a nap. find something to smile or to laugh about somehow. And you really do a good job of doing that. I need to do more of that.
Napping, yeah.
No, not napping.
I do a good job of that.
And the last one is give yourself permission to feel. Don't stuff it down. Like, feel it and name it and cry in the car if you have to, but then move through it. You know, go for a walk, a scream in a pillow, a journaling, whatever it is that works for you. There's power in it. Feeling human is powerful, and we need more humanity right now. And with all of these, you can start small. Just take a break, cook something, text somebody, look at a mango, and remember that life is still sweet.
Yes, and so is your cooking. What's on Savvy Planet right now?
Well, you are very familiar with this because I recently made it last week. And of course, I was testing it out on you first, and it's a guaranteed hit. Sea bass with a fresh mango garlic butter sauce. It absolutely melts in your mouth, and it's super easy to put together on a weeknight. It is such a treat. Mm-hmm. I love this, and I have it on repeat.
I love it, too. It's so good, and I love it when you cook something really healthy that tastes even better than junk food. So go to Savvy Planet. Put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. SavvyPlanet.com. Marianne sends out recipes, stories, and little sparks of joy every week, free to subscribe. I hope I will get a spark of joy from you this weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You will.
It's 848.